Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Yes, man!
But we're not free. We are enslaved by not just the Tory government, by the Labour Party, by politics, by capitalism,
by the man.
By Amazon, by Apple, by your iPhone! Yes. So that song's a lie. Before the break, we got some great calls lined up. We got Richard, we got Nigel, but before that, we got a call. Someone's calling again from Granada in España. But before that, we were speaking to Tony, and I'm really looking forward to this conversation with Tony. Everyone's going to come away from this a little bit more enriched. Good evening, Tony.
Hello, how are you doing?
That's none of your business. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I heard you talking about that podcast you've been listening to, The Staircase.
I listened to that last year, yes.
Well, have you seen it on Netflix?
Yes.
They've got the documentary on there.
Yeah, they don't really mention the owl theory in there very much, but yes, I've seen it.
Oh, right, OK. And there was another couple that I was going to say to you. Have you seen Evil Genius on there?
Did I start watching that and get a bit bored?
It's a four-part where a fella walks into a bank and he's got a bomb round his neck.
Oh, no, I saw that. Oh, flipping it. Be warned, you'll see a man with a bomb strapped to him being blown up.
Did you expect to see that?
I did not expect to see that. I made Kath watch it. Kath was genuinely peed off with me for showing it to her. Because it's about 7 minutes in and she went, oh, why have you shown me that? Genuine, very...
I didn't think they were going to do it, did you?
I wish they hadn't. It was horrible.
Yeah, it was quite good, though. But the actual documentary itself was quite good.
I tell you a good one. Fire is good.
Sorry?
Fire, F-Y-R-E, about...
I've seen that about the festival.
Yeah, now, there are two documentaries about this. There's one on Netflix and there's one on Hulu. Who's got Hulu? I don't know. But apparently in the one on Hulu, they've got the Billy Guy Gruff, the man behind it. He's in it. He's in the documentary and talks to them.
Yeah, he's in this one. He's in the one on that.
He doesn't talk to them, you muppet! And I keep starting, but I don't... The Ted Bundy tapes. How do you feel about that?
I've started watching about half an hour of that.
That looks
really good. But I'll tell you what is good. You've probably seen that, Making of a Murderer.
Yeah, I've seen the first one. I've not bothered with the second one.
No?
Do you know why I've not bothered with the second one?
Why?
He's guilty.
Well,
He's totally... Wasn't it? I can't remember. Was it his wife or someone? I can't remember. But he's totally, totally guilty. He is guilty.
That was filmed over... That's the other good one on there. Innocent Man.
I am an innocent man! You absolute bell end. Look what you've done, you knobber.
But I made it stop.
No, but you made it stop, but now you're going to get it. Now you're going to get it. Hang on,
I threw a newspaper at him and it missed and hit his water bottle.
She sat literally 8 inches away from me. Hang on a minute. Here we go. Here we go. Hang on a minute. Here we go. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. You asked for this, Catherine.
I know this song too.
You made this happen.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did, actually. Yes, you did. You made it happen. This wasn't going to happen until you made it happen. Here we go.
Sorry about that.
Shut up, Tony.
Oh, God, really? This is the worst version as well. What's this? On a Bon Tempi.
Some people stay far away from the door if there's a chance of it opening up. Don't know the verses.
They hear a voice in the hall outside and hope that
it
just passes by.
If you're going to ruin it, I'm not. If you're going to ruin it, I'm not going to
do it. Go on. Go on. I won't laugh. It'll be good.
Who is that? Billy Joel?
Yep.
No, it was me. That's how good I am. That is how good I am.
Yeah,
now, I can do all the voices. Here we go. Please don't ruin this. This is a very special song to me. Some people stay far away from the door if there's a chance of it opening up. They hear a voice in the hall outside and hope that it just passes by. Some people live with the fear of a touch and the anger of having been a fool.
So people know the
they
tune.
Will not listen to anyone, so nobody tells them a lie. I know you're only protecting yourself. I know you're thinking of somebody else, someone who hurt you, but I'm not above making up for the love you've been denying you could ever feel. I'm not above doing anything to restore your faith if I can.
Wow, the drowning man.
Some people see through the eyes of the old before they ever get a look at the young. That's inappropriate, that bit. Here we go. I'm only willing to hear. You're ruining it.
Well, I'm trying to help you because you're nowhere near it.
If you're going
to
ruin it, there's no point in me doing it.
All right, go on. Take the run up, but this is awful.
If you're going to ruin it, please don't ruin it. You've done this. You've made me start again. You did this. Just don't ruin it. Shut up, Tony!
Stop victim blaming.
Some people stay far away from the door if there's a chance of it opening up.
Oh, dear.
They hear a voice in the hall outside and they hope that it just passes by.
I wish it would.
Idiot. Some people live with the fear of a touch and the anger of having been a fool. They will not listen to anyone, so nobody tells them a lie. I know you're only protecting yourself. I know you're thinking of somebody else, someone who hurt you, but I'm not above making up for the love you've been denying you could ever feel. I'm not above doing anything to restore your faith if I can. Some people see through the eyes of the old before they ever get to look at the young. I don't like that line. I'm only willing to hear you cry because I am an innocent man. I know this bit.
No, you don't. Oh God.
Hi.
I'm an innocent man. Oh yes I am.
Oh.
Turn up Jack Black at Nacho Lima, isn't it?
I don't like, do you know what, Tony? I don't like your attitude, mate. Your attitude sucks.
I think it's spot on.
I'm going to cut Tony off now. He's a scumbag. He's a troll. He's a vile troll. Let's go to Lee. Lee is calling from Spain. Good evening, Lee. Hasta la vista. And te quiero. It's great to have you on board. What can we do for you tonight, Lee?
Hey, your Spanish is good.
Sorry?
Your Spanish is good.
Gracias. Gracias.
De nada.
You're in Spain and you can't even speak Spanish. I'm proud of you, son.
No, I do. I do.
Go on, then.
Okay. ¿Cómo estás?
sí, buen te quiero, te capascana, el abuela me cala, y por la secana tuasneca y a la burguesquela.
I don't think that's Spanish.
Okay, well, that just shows how, because that was, that's like a very advanced Spanish, which you probably don't know. So that's cool. Is it warm in Spain or is it cold? Because it can get cold in Spain.
It's freezing.
Unlucky, mate.
It's really cold.
What are you doing in Spain? Do you live there? Are you working there or what's going on?
Yeah, I live here. I'm not working at the moment.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's happy days. Happy days. How long have you been out there for?
17 years.
Flip it up, man! And how many places do a good egg and chips? Egg and chips! Oh, a fancy egg and chips.
Granada is a classy environment. They do not have egg and chips places.
I do fancy egg and chips now, though, mate. You shouldn't have brought that up.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Ian, you're right.
Of course I'm right. I'm always right. I'm a very right guy. What can we do for you this evening, Lee? It's lovely to talk to you.
I wanted to know what you guys thought about. I have some tattoos, and I want to have a new tattoo.
Yep.
And I thought, is it wrong to let the child do a small part of the tattoo on the body?
Now, when you say the child, first of all, who is the child? Just a random kiddie or your own child?
Yeah, my own child. Yeah.
How old is your child?
7.
And when you say have them do it, do you mean like with the needle and stuff?
Yeah, but
that's insane.
I mean is
that's insane.
Pardon?
That's insane. Giving them the tattoo needle.
No, what I mean is, I want to have a new tattoo.
Yeah.
And as they get older, I can see they're, you know, changing into adults. And I don't know. I want a little bit of the child to put a bit of tattoo.
You want him to design the child, he or she, it, to design a bit of the tattoo?
No, he. I want him to go with me to the tattoo parlour.
Yes.
The tattooista. And obviously the guy does tattoo, but the child does a small part.
They're not called tattooistas. Yeah. He's combined tattoo with barista.
Well, where do you think that comes from?
Barista?
What do you mean? Because it comes from Costa. What are you saying? Are you saying you want? Do you want the child here? We have established to draw a bit of the tattoo that the tattooista play your game. I know it looks it's like a muffet of tea. That he draws a bit that the tattooista then tattoos on you, or do you want the child to hold the tattoo needle?
Yes.
To which of those two options?
To hold the needle, to actually hold the tattoo.
No.
What is that?
Is not. Hey, having a picture that your kid has drawn, tattooed on you, actually, I quite like that. That's kind of quite cool.
No, not something that a child has drawn. I thought about that.
No, I know. You want him to actually do the tattoo. That's insane, isn't
it? Just a small part. Just a centimetre of tattoo.
Wouldn't you like bleed in that? That's quite horrific for a 7-year-old.
Pardon?
Won't you bleed a bit?
I don't understand.
You know, well, blood, when it comes out your body, that's bleeding. Do you not bleed when you have a tattoo done?
Yes, of course.
So your 7-year-old's going to make you bleed?
So I was only asking if you thought it was okay or not okay.
Well, we're running through the pros and cons, and so far...
Tell me why you would like it done. Explain it to me. Go on.
Because a tattoo means something normally.
Yep. I get that.
And so for me, that would mean something.
Okay, fine. Then yeah, do it. I think it's a great. I think it's a lovely idea to involve your children with body art. I think it's a lovely idea.
That's all I was asking. Is it a wrong thing to do? It's not a wrong thing to do.
No, it's a. I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's a bonding experience. I think it'll be great. And in return, you should do a little tattoo on him. Only a centimetre.
Maybe like a little moustache or something.
A little moustache. Like in Friends.
Yeah, okay.
Not seen it. Do it, man. Do it. When are you going to get it done, Lee?
Oh, I don't know. I just wanted to know what you guys thought.
I think it's beautiful to involve your children in making permanent marks on your body.
Can
definitely.
I make a suggestion?
Here we go. Here comes Mum's... Quick, Mum's coming! I the stash!
Sleep on it and then make the decision in the morning.
Okay. Thank you.
When you've had a glass of water.
Nice one, Lee. Good luck, mate. Thanks for calling, buddy.
All right.
Cheers, fella. Tatty bye. That's the worst idea I've ever heard in my life. Getting a kid to do a bit of a tattoo. I thought it was going to be a drawing. He wants it with the needle.
7-year-old.
No, I don't think so. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad...
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
And the Who are playing the concert. I got excited. It's at Wembley Stadium. I'm not going to go to the stadium.
Why?
I don't like stadium gigs. I'm not a sucker.
I'm drawing the line.
I went to one stadium gig to see the Eagles and it was awful. It was just lousy, mainly because it was the Eagles. But no, so that's going to teach them. That'll teach them a lesson.
Yeah. Roger will be out there and go, hello, lot. Oh, where's Ian Lee?
He's American, is he?
Well, he talks like that a
hello,
bit, doesn't he?
Hello, London.
Hello, London.
Hello, Brexit. Yeah. I voted Brexit. Screw you guys.
Where's Ian Lee? Forget
where's
it.
Where's Ian Lee? Brexit.
Also, he's a very tiny man, so no one's going to see very much at all.
Oh, dear.
Richard's on the line. Good evening, Richard.
Are you all right?
All right, Richard.
Oh, it's safe, mate.
It's safe. There we go. We're in.
I've got a question for you.
Okay, and I might have an answer for you, if you're lucky.
Right, in 1992, what was your favourite rave DJ?
My favourite rave DJ in 1982 when I was... 1992. It was Frankie Knuckles.
What about Slipmat?
Sorry?
Slipmat.
Slipmat?
Yeah.
What, like in your shower?
Slipmat. Top Buzz.
Slip...
Groove Rider.
No. Slipmat and Chip Buzz. What? Slipmat and Chip Buzz.
Top Buzz.
Top Buzz? I didn't like Top Buzz.
Do you like Top Buzz? Brilliant, they are.
No, I'm not really a fan of Top Buzz. I just thought he changed the records a little bit too slowly. I saw him once do a gig and he put it on. He put a 45 on, but he played it at 33. It totally killed the vibe. It killed the vibe like nobody's.
All right.
A business.
Like Master Safe.
I like Master Chef.
Master Chef, brilliant.
Master Chef is better, although I preferred it when it was hosted by Lloyd Grossman and it was a competition. Isn't it?
You make sauce now.
It does make
sauce. Anyone can be a Master Chef.
Make some noise.
Sorry?
Everyone in the house, make some noise.
Everybody make some noise. All right, Richard. I think maybe you took too many of those disco biscuits back in the day.
No, I didn't do that. No.
You sure?
Never.
Thanks very much for your call.
The voice of the 90s there.
Guys, don't do drugs. Don't do drugs in the 90s and don't do drugs repeatedly in the 90s. When it's time to stop, stop. Let's see if Nigel's feeling any better. He had the lurgy on Friday. He's still alive, which is a bonus, Nigel.
Oh, hi guys.
Oh, Husky, mate.
I still got the flu.
Oh, mate, you sound lousy.
Yes, but I went to the doctors today and my temperature's gone.
Oh, that's good. Well, that means you're through the worst of it, I think, doesn't it?
He said I was improving.
Brilliant.
Apart from the I can swallow better now.
Oh.
I'm drinking soup.
Cheeky.
I had a dinner earlier.
Back to that fella in the street. Go on.
So I've been eating properly now.
That's it. You're going to start getting your strength back.
Yeah. And so I went to the doctors, and it's a good job I went because made a new girlfriend.
That was shock.
Isn't she like riddled with disease?
No.
Okay, that's good. She nurse.
She was at the surgery, you mean?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No, she was all right. She looked healthy enough.
Okay.
They always do.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Two children of seven, and I think one of those was ill.
Okay, well, good. As long as she was fit.
Yeah. She looks like Lindsay Lohan, by the way. Ever so attractive.
Okay, well that's...
She wants to clean my house. She's single.
Yes.
And she's coming to clean my dust around my house to help me with some of the things. You know, dusting.
Wow.
Is she a cleaner then, or just a kind person?
No, she wants to be friends as well, you know. And her mother wants to. Her mother's got to know me as well. Her mum.
That's nice.
So I've got company now.
Were they all at the doctors?
Pardon?
Were they all at the doctors?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Do be careful. Just inviting strangers round to your house. Just flag that up.
She's rather not. She kept. She chatted me up when I went back to sit and wait for a spray, which I'm getting tomorrow. Spray for my throat.
Yeah.
She come over and chatted me up again.
Well, it's
of course,
one of
I
two
showed
things.
Her a video of my mum in hospital and told her that my mum died.
Okay. Let's hope that she. Here's what I'm erring on, that she is a kind angel who wants to help people. That's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm believing.
But she also wants some a job cleaning as well.
Right. Yeah. Well, does she know you haven't got any money?
No, she never mentioned money, but
she
doesn't have to do anything.
She mentioned cleaning, and she mentioned she wants a job cleaning.
That wasn't just it. She said she was still coming to have a cup of tea, even without any money.
Okay, well then let's...
Her mum drives her around, you see.
Okay, well let's...
Let's hope she's sincere.
Let's hope she's sincere, yes. That's a great phrase.
As Roger Moore would say. Yeah, I can make these funny noises now I've got the flu.
Someone just hacked our phone call. We said Roger Moore on there.
Roger Moore. I'm Roger Moore. Does it sound like Roger Moore?
Sounds like Alan Partridge.
Roger Moore's got the flu. Roger
Moore's got the flu.
Oh, it's Roger Moore's on the phone.
Hello.
He's got a bit of flu tonight.
Mum, Roger Moore's on the phone.
Roger Moore.
Roger Moore.
I sound more like Stallone.
Roger Moore and Sylvester Stallone on the phone.
Listen to this, Ian.
Yeah, go on.
When I laugh.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God, that went right in my ear.
No.
Cough it up, Nigel. There might be a piano.
No, thank you. Stop that.
Okay. You get these funny noises. I'm still very
chesty.
It's not
funny. No.
I'm still very chesty, Ian.
Well, okay.
How's George Gadaway? Have you met George Gadaway recently?
I met him on Friday.
Yeah, I used to be on his show a few years ago.
He's great, George. Love a bit of George.
He knows
George
me very well.
Every Friday night, 7 till 10, you'll never hear a show like it.
No.
Okay.
No, I've still got the internet anyway to keep me.
Maybe you could sing a Barry White song for us.
Well, I forget how they go now. What was the one?
Oh, baby, I want to be lovely.
No, the fast one.
Okay, well, I just feel that you won't have this voice forever. Maybe we should utilise it.
Yeah.
I don't think I can get it back now. I can't tonight. I'm worn out. I'm so tired.
Does life have to be so unfair?
Can you do,
yeah.
I was born...
Oh, yeah, I could do that one.
Go on, then.
Should I do I was born? Yeah, I was born. I could do that
Flipping
one.
Flipping heck. That's a whole step down. Yeah, go on.
I was born on a Sunday afternoon. I was born and I fell out my cot. So I
doesn't know the song.
Had a shit on the carpet.
Hey, Nigel!
There's shit on the carpet?
I had a shit on the carpet.
Come on now, Nigel. Please. What
have you got, rudolitis?
All right, Nigel, thanks for calling, man. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Well, I think he said it was... he wouldn't give me antibiotics.
Good.
No.
Well, I wanted them, but he said you don't have to have them.
No, he's done the right thing. Antibiotics are killing this planet. And they probably wouldn't... Then you don't give antibiotics for the flu anyway.
Well, he said it would take a week or two to get better.
Yeah, well, that's life.
If he gets better before that girl turns up.
Yes, you know, man.
So I've got more energy.
To sit with her and make her a cup of tea, yeah?
No, for the other thing, you know.
No, come on, man.
In case she wants to do the other thing,
Listen, she's not going to want to have sex with you, man. That's what
you don't know, do you?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Well, she's only 30. I said I was too old for her.
Yeah, you are.
But she still wants to be friends.
Okay, well, let's just hope she's not there to exploit you and steal all of your equipment.
I can't understand her keep chatting me up, but never mind.
No, I'm suspicious.
So perhaps she's after me money.
She might be, though, man. This is my concern.
This
she might be.
It's a problem when they know someone's lost it, somebody.
We're getting there. Yes, it can be. When they see someone who's vulnerable because they're on their own, people can come and take advantage of that.
That's true, yeah. I didn't tell her where I lived. No. You know, she asked me where do you live.
So how's she going to, when's she coming round then?
She's going to call me, but I didn't want to tell her where I live straight away.
I'd be very, very careful inviting strangers round.
I don't know who she is.
No, and you don't know. I mean, she's a good soul. I don't know.
Her husband left her, so...
Yeah, the sex isn't a thing. I feel very protective of you, Nigel. I know you don't...
No, I'm thinking, why did her husband leave her so quickly after 7 years?
Well, who knows why marriages break down?
Mm.
We don't know.
OK, I've got to go, Ian.
OK.
I'm very tired.
All right, bye. Let's go to another Nigel. Good evening, Nigel.
Good evening. Well, I sincerely hope that Nigel becomes better soon. He doesn't sound at all well. But
well, he's a lot better than he was Friday, so that's something. He's going in the right direction.
Well, that's good. But what an amazing doctor surgery. You go with a sore throat and come up with a wife, mother-in-law and two kids. It's astonishing.
He's got a family.
Yeah. I mean, can you get over? Can you really get that other national health?
You can, but I'm afraid after Brexit, you won't be able to anymore. So you guys have voted Brexit. You ruined this. You ruined the NHS family giveaways. Outrageous!
It's family giveaways on a Friday. Well, what do we get on a Monday if you go to go for that surgery?
You get a boot up the arse and you bus fare home.
It's astonishing, isn't it?
Yeah, these are crazy days. Nigel, what can we do for you this evening?
I just rang about Nigel. I was prompted to ring. He sounded vulnerable, and I think you made the right call. But being very careful if he gives his address out for these people, you know.
Well, here's the thing. I think it would be fair to say, and we can speak with respect, but Nigel doesn't actually listen to the show, so we can speak freely, but still respect the fact that he's a human being.
Of course.
Yeah, he is. He's obviously vulnerable. And the stories that he phones, and we have a laugh with him, and he's singing, you know, he's quite a good singer, and we have a bit of fun with that, and that's all great. But the story over the last, I don't know, 6-8 months since his mum got ill, it really is. Me and Catherine are both very, very concerned about, you know, a vulnerable man who obviously, you know, who obviously sees the world differently from everybody else, shall we say, inviting homeless people into his house, strangers into his house. I worry about him, man.
He's a very romantic soul.
And he's horny. You know?
Yes.
But here's the thing, Nigel, because there's nothing we can do about it. You know, I can't phone the council up. I can't phone...
Sure.
There's nothing I can do. It's not as if... He's with it enough that we can't get involved and try and sort things out for him. But he's also out of it enough that he doesn't listen to any suggestions that we make. And it worries me quite a lot. It does worry me a lot.
He's obviously very, very close to his mother. Because when my mother passed away, it was really difficult. And you go through unusual sort of emotions, but... he sounds like a real nice guy, and I hope things work out for him, you know?
Well, you're a good man, Nigel, and I know that nearly everybody listening is rooting for him, and everyone enjoys his calls, and everyone has a little bit of a chuckle and stuff, and that's cool.
Of course.
But I think everyone's rooting, you know, we can hear a vulnerable soul who's a bit lost and lonely, and we've all got our fingers crossed.
Exactly.
Thank you, Nigel.
I look forward to his LP coming out very, very soon.
Oh, dear God, please don't. Nigel, thank you. It's a worry, isn't it? And we've talked about this a little bit on air, not much on air. We've talked about it more off air. What can you do? It's not like Jerry phoning up. He's on the floor. Okay, we've got a situation where we can. There is an obvious problem. We can sort out. We phone up the care home. We get him on.
Also, Jerry wants our help. Yeah. I can verbalise that.
Yes, it's not like Chris who phoned up. Who took the overdose before Christmas? Where there's a problem and there's an immediate problem. There's a guy who's taken an overdose. We can get help to him. This is much more fluid. It's vaguer. Nigel from Maidstone has kind of shunned any advice we give him. He just doesn't hear the whole thing of him talking to Miley Cyrus and Kylie Minogue on Skype. And obviously he hasn't. But you say that to him, and he would get very upset, angry sometimes.
Or then just say it doesn't really matter anyway, does it? No, never mind, and changes the subject.
Yeah, and without his mum there to kind of, steer him, oversee him and protect him to a certain extent, that's a vulnerable member of society living on his own. I don't mean this is an insult, but that is like a kid in a grown-up's body, in a grown-up's world, in a grown-up's house, having to deal with all the stuff that grown-ups deal with. And he hasn't got any grown-ups. He's a kid.
And I think the most shocking thing was, because we had a laugh and a joke with him, but when we realised that he had to ask his mum what date Christmas was, that's when we realised, hang on.
Yeah, that was a big one. That was maybe a couple of years ago we kind of stumbled across that. So, by the way, don't tweet us, you should do this, you could do this, you could... We've thought about this long and hard, and all we feel comfortable doing at the moment is kind of watching from a distance. When he phones up, having a laugh with him, and not at him, and just reminding him what we can remind him. It doesn't go in, but we can do
gentle nudges where appropriate.
Don't tweet me either, because my Twitter's gone. I'm loving it. I am loving. Now I think it's 2 weeks I've not had Twitter. Of course, I'm searching my name on another Twitter account I have, which is separate. But I want to stop that. That's the next thing. But not having Twitter, man alive, Twitter for me personally, I can't speak for you, but I'm not healthy on there. I indulge in unhealthy behaviour. It brings out the worst in me. And I see it bring out the worst in other people as well. I also see it bring out some great stuff as well. I'm not going to completely deny it. But just having the freedom of, I don't have to tweet this funny thought I've had. I put it in the show, or I send it to you, Kath. Mm-hmm. Or I phone my kids up and say it. I don't have to tweet this thing. I'm not getting angry because I'm not looking at people's Twitter feeds or tweeting about Trump and Brexit, and I'm not getting angry about any of that stuff, because it's not, people that I was following who I think are brilliant and amazing, but quite every now and then they tweet something about Trump or Brexit and I get angry and I'd want to get involved, and it's gone.
It's a very rare thing where people get involved in a Twitter conversation and it ends up with someone changing their mind.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I saw a really lovely thing, actually. You reminded me. You know the comedian, American comedian, Patton Oswalt?
Uh-huh.
I sort of read a little bit about it. So some guy, I don't know what the original tweet was, some guy just went for him. Like, called him a dick or whatever. He just went for Patton Oswalt. He's a funny guy, right? Funny comedian, and he's an actor. He's been in loads of stuff. And apparently, I only saw the aftermath, so I didn't see the confrontations. This guy went for him, really laid into him, and Patton Oswalt called him out, and he retweeted him and said, "Have a look at this jerk," and made some, kind of roasted him a bit. Didn't see any of that, but then I kind of saw that it became a news story, because then a little bit later on, Patton Oswalt tweeted, "This guy sent me abuse earlier on, and I called him out for it." But then I checked his Twitter feed. And he's really, really ill. He's got kidney failure or something. Of course, in America, if you haven't got insurance, you can't get treatment. He said, this guy's really, really ill. And he's having a really lousy time. And he set up a GoFundMe for his medical thing. So I'm retweeting the link. And I've put It turns out he put $2,000 in there himself, but I don't think he said that. He said, I've put a few quid in there and I'm just retweeting this, you know, and the lesson I've learned is that if people are coming and have a go at me, that maybe there's a little bit of a backstory. And it became a big thing, and this guy made a load of money towards his medical treatment. I think he got enough money to get the treatment. And he kind of came back with his tail between his legs going, man, I'm humbled by this. I'm really sorry I laid into you and I wasn't thinking and I was ill and I was lashing out. And what you've done is amazing. And it's turned into this beautiful... And, of course, loads of Patton Oswalt's followers, you know, putting a few dollars here and there and helped out. That's amazing. That's an amazing... That can't be unique. That's pretty rare. That something like that turns around like that.
Yeah.
I was thrilled by that. I thought that was lovely.
I've kind of learnt to, when someone comes at me out of the blue on there...
Get lost!
No, I tend to look at their feeds first and work out whether or not it's worth taking seriously. Yeah. I got a nasty shock yesterday with one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's a man who spends a lot of time...
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, looking at pictures of celebrities and doing his own designs on top of them.
Did he...
with his...
Is
fluid.
Has he been suspended? Because I reported
He has not been suspended.
He said the way we spoke to Raymond George was disgusting, and Kathy shut up, and she's fit, and he likes to masturbate over pictures of her, and it was horrible.
But he's not been suspended. He's had to take those down, but I mean, the rest of the stuff, photographs of largely young famous women with his
scumbag
splooge on. Apparently that's fine.
Splooge.
Yeah, nice one, Twitter.
Okay, splooge, you say?
Yes.
Wow.
That was one that Katie Puckrick taught me.
That's something to think about, isn't it?
The late night lip service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.